Dear Ollie, I heard about your advice column from my human grandmother who resides in Ogden Dunes and calls me her granddog. I have an unusual problem with my human parents. They get angry at me for what I do at night, which is crawl into their bed. You see, I'm just a French bulldog, 2-month-old puppy, so I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. I love to sleep between them because it's so warm and comfy there. I'm quite small, so I don't take up much room, and I'm very quiet, so I don't wake them. But they just keep putting me on the floor, saying, Walter, this bed is not for dogs. Don't you just love the name they gave me? I feel so rejected, I want to cry. But I'm single-minded, and I don't give up. Unfortunately, neither do they. So, Ollie, please help me convince them that I really need their bed and that I will sleep in my own bed when I get older.
Dear Walter, uh-oh, once in the bed, always in the bed, and I should know, and I'm an older dog, I'm still there. In the ideal world where a dog is perfectly trained, trainers recommend that no dog should ever be allowed on beds or on furniture. Young dogs should sleep in a crate or in their own bed, not in bed with their human master. The human's bed is the highest, most special place in the house and should be reserved for humans only. Nice try. Dogs see this issue quite differently. They see the bed as a den, sanctuary, or retreat. A dog feels safe with his or her humans, and the humans, no doubt, feel a little protected. I have always slept with my human parents, and so do the other 4 dogs that live in our house. Well, we are small, bathed, we are flea-less, not to be confused with fearless, and it's great they have a king-size bed. We are all housebroken and know our special spot on the bed, and we sleep only there. We are all older and sleep through the night, with the exception of 1 Opie Taylor who occasionally jumps off the bed in pursuit of a squeaky toy. So there it is. I have heard humans say that the rhythm of dog breathing while sleeping can be very comforting to the human bedfellows. There's 1 downside to dogs for them sleeping in beds with humans. My man-human never moves once he falls asleep. He snores, but that's okay, because I snore too. My woman-human is a very restless sleeper, which she says is because she has attention deficit disorder. Well, we know it as ADD. That means she flails her legs around and turns over 100 times a night. Maybe not that many, but it seems like it. So several of us who sleep at the bottom of the bed on her side have found ourselves kicked out of bed and on the floor. Ouch! My human parents have a friend named Sharon who raises dogs for show. She has 5 dogs. When asked where her dogs slept, she said that 3 were in the bed, 2, she said, were in crates, which is the proper place for them to be. When asked where the crates were located in the bedroom, she said, "We have made them into end tables at both sides of the bed. Go figure." I'm interested in hearing about who wins the battle of the bed. You, a comical little guy with bat-like ears and a pug nose, are really just too cute to either be put down or turned down. I believe your humans have already lost the battle of the bed. Am I right? Your friend in fur, Ollie.